mic is on and we are recording. We are here at the 2017 California Nevada Credit Union League Reach Conference in Palm Desert, California with Mr. Ben Morales from QCash.
Awesome. I love this place. It's been about 20 years since I've been here.
So. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
has it changed much?
Yeah, well, sun is still here.
It is.
Seattle, it was snowing, so I'm happy to be here.
I would be, too. I would be. It's a little too soon for snow, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, definitely so.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're here, so We're having some fun. And, gosh, the weather's perfect. It's like 80 degrees and no humidity, all that good stuff. But talking about good stuff, Give us a QCash update. What's the latest going on here? Because we've been talking, gosh, for about a year and a half,
About a year and a half. Yeah, so that's probably right when we launched. We first talked back at the America's Credit Union Conference. And so
In Seattle.
No less. So we're doing well. We have 8 clients now. We just signed one last week.
Congrats.
So now that the CFPB rules have been finalized, it provides a little bit more clarity for credit unions. Mm-hmm. So kind of get off the fence. So We're kind of moving past this awareness stage to where people are really considering action, right? Right. How can they support their members and get them to more financial stability? So we're continuing to develop the product. We just released our latest release, and it's really got some phenomenal things in there to really build on the small dollar loan concept. Mm-hmm. So we've integrated some digital financial coaching, kind of partnering with, talking with Balance Pro, and how do we integrate the ability to coach members through digitally while they're in the app. We've also adding some capabilities around helping members save incrementally so that we're really building a bigger story here. How do we certainly get them their small dollar loan, but how do we build other capabilities for them to manage their day-to-day finances? So we're really excited about those and get those deployed out with our clients.
All right, let's have that get to a credit union near me because I want to I want to sign up for that as well. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, no, we all do. Trust me, we all do. There's not a perfect scenario there, but we think we can really deliver the digital experience to make that happen.
Very cool. And it's all digital as well, which is even cooler.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Definitely.
Very good. Taking advantage of the digitization of what's going on right now.
That
seems to be the term.
Going. Yeah. You know, it's everybody seems to have a phone and have connectivity. So let's leverage that.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. So what's the significance of this here? I mean, obviously to make people a bit more healthy as far as their finances go. What else is there? What's the other significance?
Well, it's ultimately we want to create the opportunity for credit unions. Right now that the CFPB rules have been finalized, what they anticipate is that the petty lenders industry is going to be impacted dramatically because they can't make enough profit. Mm-hmm. So the people that are using those predatory lenders, where are they going to go, right? So what we're saying is it's the opportunity for credit unions and to really take the opportunity to make sure we're meeting members' financial needs. So it's the question that we pose, if not us, credit unions, then who?
Right.
If not now, when? Today is the time. It is the time right now that we can really make an impact by providing small dollar loans, instant liquidity for our members, and being able to make sure that we bring them in so that we can coach them to move upstream to more affordable financial services.
Because there's so many people that get stuck in that, just that nasty negative cycle of payday loan, all that type of stuff. It's awful.
It is. And we've done a lot of research in the development of our product around the behavioral economics around it. And so there's these concepts around scarcity that really block people from seeing making the logical choice and then losing hope, right? Just really not being able to see themselves get through this mess. And so I think the opportunity for credit unions is to help build financial hope to break the scarcity cycle.
What can credit unions do? This might be a little bit out of your area of expertise, but if you have a response for this, it'd be really cool. But how can credit unions kind of reach out and let people know, hey, we're here for you. We have a solution for you. What can they do?
I think you first got to get in touch with your members and understand what it is they're currently experiencing today. So we've been in the process with our parent company doing ethnographic research with members, talking to the members that are doing these loans, understanding their financial situation and not making assumptions about that, and making sure that when we develop products and services, it really addresses a need that they think, that they believe is what's holding them back. And so this type of research is so critical to understand the member journey and to deliver the right solution, not the solution that we believe. Mm-hmm. So it's an outside-in approach.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a hope story. Because you mentioned, I think you hit the nail on the head, they just get stuck in it, and then they don't see a way out, but there is, and then you just kind of have to open their eyes a little bit.
Yeah, so if you think about hope, it's about making sure that you have goals and pathways or agency or motivation. Mm-hmm. It's about seeing yourself in the future. When you have hope, you can really overcome many things, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, but you've got to be able to see a future. Yeah. If you don't see a future, then you get stuck. Mm-hmm. And that's where we see getting in the cycle of debt, because they just got to keep doing what they know. But at the end of the day, if we can give financial hope, I think that creates a runway for members to be ultimately financially healthy.
Indeed. So what are your goals for this year and then going into 2008?
You know, our goal this year is to really, really get our financial coaching implemented at our various clients. We think that's just the coolest feature that can really support moving people to financial stability. And then for 2018, we're really looking forward to do more research around this concept of financial health and how do we digitize that, really create an app that creates a level of experience and engagement that changes people's lives. And so we're really, really looking forward to that.
So wrap-up question here is, where can folks find out more about QCash? Where can they go?
Go to www.q-cash.com and check us out and give us a note and see how we can help.
All right. Ben Morales, QCash, everyone. Go there right now. All right, Ben. Thank you very much. Well done. Oh, always love this conversation.